Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Heading into the long weekend, Memorial Day weekend coming up, and I always say this is kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer. That's when everyone starts to feel the summer coming around the corner. And every Tuesday, we talk food with our friend Alex, CT Food Girlie. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girlie.
Yeah, there's something about the weather switching off to some beautiful moments.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I want to eat like good foods and have good drinks. So, Alex, what places do you have for us today?
We have a lot of awesome outdoor eateries here in Connecticut. And with the nice weather coming up for Memorial Day weekend, I'm going to start us off with a place that we call the Triangle in Brantford. Now, it's made up of three different points. And the first one is Lendy's Indian Head Inn. Amazing outdoor deck right on the water with boat bar front and center. You can get your mudslides, listen to some live music, try a variety of fresh seafood from this menu. The lobster rolls are always a huge hit on Memorial Day weekend. Sometimes I get a Caesar salad with the cold lobster roll meat on top. That's a perfect summer meal.
Yes.
I can't wait for lobster rolls. I'm so excited that season is finally here.
Oh, thank goodness. And continuing in the Triangle, there's Guacamole's. This is right across the street. They have a huge outdoor seating area in the front. Really delicious spot for a cold margarita, some chips and queso, or my favorite, steak fajitas.
Yum. Get the sizzle going.
Yeah, it's a very lively atmosphere that can't be missed this weekend. And to end this Triangle in Brantford, we have the Stand. This is an awesome outdoor area. It's quite large, so everyone can fit in there. Friends and family, bring them all. Live music, really good barbecue spot, really great dry rub wings.
So this Triangle is just the area that they're all in. I was thinking that was the name of a place, but it's where they all are.
Right. You can walk about 15 steps to each one, so it gets packed on the summer weekends, especially Memorial Day weekend.
Ooh, like a little bar or food hopping moment.
Yeah.
Especially it's nice because you have a little barbecue, a little seafood, a little Mexican food.
Nice. You got everything. Yeah. I can't wait for this outdoor dining, and this is the weekend that everyone starts to start doing it. It's on everyone's mind.
Another great spot for Memorial Day weekend is a Stonebridge restaurant in Milford. Kevin, I know we talk about this spot a lot.
Yeah, I love it there. They always have like a party going on too.
Yeah, they have that classic New England seafood that we all love. Great outdoor deck and patio overlooking the river and the waterfall. Definitely get the crab cake appetizer. They have scallops with bacon that are phenomenal too. Now, Stonebridge is made up of five different dining spaces, so there's plenty of room this weekend for everybody to come and enjoy the views, the music, and the food.
You mentioned the scallops with the bacon. I feel like anything wrapped in bacon is a good moment. Like, I'll eat asparagus if it's as long as it's wrapped in bacon. Like.
Right. Yeah, that cancels out, like, the veggie part of it.
Right.
And another great spot to quickly put on here for the weekend in Milford is also Dockside Brewery. Right on the water, beautiful views. You can travel here by boat and dock up as well, which will be quite fun. What I really love about this brewery is that they do have a full menu. So they have shareables, tacos, pizza, and more. Plenty of outdoor space for everyone to enjoy lunch or dinner with friends for this weekend.
That sounds like a good date experience, too.
Yes. Dock up, get some beer.
And the weather's supposed to be nice this weekend, so that place is going to be hopping. Get
last,
it? The beer
no
hops?
Good to have you back.
Right, exactly. Heading into Memorial Day weekend, and if you're trying to plan out your long weekend, maybe you have Monday off, you want to get some good food, you know, go out and get some American, classic American food. It's a good weekend to do that. And every Tuesday, we talk food with Alex from CT Food Girlie. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girlie.
Yeah, Alex, tell us about the places we can find those classic cookout or barbecue food items.
Yes, summer to me, especially Memorial Day weekend, means hamburgers, hot dogs, fries, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
In Wallingford, one of my favorite spots to go to for a great burger is Frankie's. Now, they have locations all over Connecticut. Wallingford, Waterbury, Naugatuck, Plainville, and West Haven. I actually went there yesterday for lunch because I was craving a juicy burger. They're really known for hot dogs. So they serve them original or with chili, peppers and onions, mushroom, bacon, nacho cheese, all that good stuff that you can pile high. They've been around since 1937. I always enjoy going in there for a hot meal. This is where you can get a quick, fresh burger, hot dog, curly fries, onion rings, kind of those American classics that we've been talking about for Memorial Day weekend. So if you're in the mood for that, definitely head to your closest Frankie's.
Yeah, because I feel like if people are having cookouts at their house, it's usually one of the days of the long weekend, either a Saturday, yeah. Sunday, or Monday. So the other days, you could go to somewhere like Frankie's.
That's perfect. And the next one that I have on my list is the Glenwood Drive-In. This is located in Hamden. Old-fashioned spot for great hot dogs. Definitely under that category of high-quality fast food. Juicy burgers, freshly made onion rings. They do have some lobster rolls there, too. Sometimes I even order myself a buttery grilled cheese just because that hits the spot.
Mm. Yummy.
They've been around since 1955. It's a family-run business. They also have a daughter named Kelly who opened up the ice cream parlor that's connected to Glenwood, Kelly's Cone Connection. So this could be good for Memorial Day weekend. Get your hot dog, get your burger, get a scoop of ice cream next door.
And I love that there's like a family business element to it. That's really cute.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's a great spot. You definitely travel back in time in like the best way.
Yeah.
Another spot for hot dogs is Dogtown in Milford. So they started in a food truck. As that truck grew, the menu expanded. They created the Doghouse hot dog joint in 2017. These dogs are definitely a level up from the classics that we've been talking about. They have some amazing specialty dogs, American cheese, chili, hot pepper relish, raw onions. They have one called the Yuppie, which is bacon, sweet relish, brown mustard, raw onion, and sauerkraut.
Mm.
Yeah, Dogtown's really good in Milford. I've been there a few times. They almost have like a skateboard theme going on. They have like benches outside made of skateboards, and it's a really cool place.
So I brought them up on Google here. I got their menu. They've got something called the Notorious DOG.
Oh, that's great.
And I'm obsessed. It's like red onion sauce, sauerkraut, pepper, relish, mustard. But I'm just like, I'd buy it just for the name.
That sounds awesome. Yeah, that's funny. That's cool.
That and their side of tater tots. Like, who does a side of tater tots? Oh, I love that.
Right. Oh, yeah. Tater tots are the best.
That's a great spot to enjoy a hot dog for Memorial Day weekend, Dogtown in Milford. All right, we might have to go check it out together.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, have a lunch date. All right, awesome. So that's, so Memorial Day weekend. I always say it's the unofficial kickoff to summer, so weather's going to be good if you want to go get some dogs. These are some great place to do it. Thanks so much, Alex. I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.